finding the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, on this 28th day of March. It is Tuesday, 2006, right from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, located in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. Down here in Central Texas, folks. My guest today, Dr. Betty Martini, and we're talking about aspartame. I don't even like the name of it. It sounds dangerous. You know, some of the pro-aspartame people point to industry-sponsored short-term tests, ignoring independent tests. They point to reliable health sites, organizations, foundations, et cetera, that are sponsored, by the way, funded and fed facts by the companies that profit from the use of aspartame. And, of course, the FDA approved it, so it must be safe, right? Neglecting to mention that the FDA denied aspartame approval for over 8 years until the newly appointed FDA commissioner, Arthur Hall Hayes, overruled the final scientific review panel, approved aspartame, and then went to work immediately for G.D. Searles, and that was the initial owner, by the way, of aspartame. He went to work for the public relations firm at $1,000 a day. Now, Hayes has refused all interviews to discuss his actions. The FDA also urged Congress to prosecute G.D. Searles for specific false statements or concealed facts stemming from Searles' testing of aspartame. However, the two government lawyers assigned to the case decided against prosecuting G.D. Searle, and then guess what they did? They went and joined G.D. Searles' law firm. Now, even the National Soft Drink Association filed a strong protest letter in 1983 against the approval of aspartame for the use in beverages, saying aspartame is inherently, markedly, and uniquely unstable in aqueous media. But also remember that the FDA still allows hydrogenated oils to be used. Does that make them safe, Betty?
Okay, well, first of all, I call the FDA the fatal drugs allowed folks. And everybody knows they're just the handmaiden of the pharmaceutical industry. And even the editor of Lancet made a comment in an article that the FDA takes money from industry and endangers the lives of the people. So to say everything you said in brief form, it's basically those responsible to solve the problem are the problem. All the professional organizations and front groups are stumbling the public and deceiving the doctors, who then cannot diagnose the patients because they don't know that the culprit is a poison. They think it's a safe additive.
Well, it sounds to me like, Betty, everybody's being greased here, and it ain't with hydrogenated oils either. It's with a lot of money and opportunity, employment opportunities. I mean, if somebody walked up to you and says, well, Dr. Betty Martini, we'd like you to go to work for us, and we'll pay you $1,000 a day. That would be attractive to a lot of people. Of course, people that, scruples and ethics and morality seems to be somewhat bypassed and short-circuited with the dollar value climbing in their bank accounts.
Well, you know what an FDA commissioner does in a PR firm, don't you?
What's that?
Send postcards home from Bermuda.
I bet they do. And on the question here, we only have a few seconds.
Okay, on Splenda.
Yeah.
It's a very good question, because after you start talking about all the poisons, then people say, what am I going to use? So let's go into that. First of all, most of the time, rather than explain this technically, we just call Splenda DDT light, and they get the idea. But here's what it is. Sucralose is a molecule of sugar chemically manipulated to surrender three hydroxyl groups, that's hydrogen and oxygen, and replace them with three chlorine atoms. Natural sugar is a hydrocarbon built around 12 carbon atoms.
Okay, now hold that thought. We'll pick it up at the 12 carbon atoms out of the sugar right after we return with my guest today, Dr. Betty Martini, and the topic is aspartame. We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Dr. Christine Leiden, MD, said that, she said, I stormed in my kitchen and fed every item of food containing aspartame to the garbage. Since that time, I've not had so much as a stick of aspartame sweetened gum. Experimentally, it has been determined that infants are 4 times more sensitive to excitotoxins than adults. And Dr. Leiden, of course, majored in neurobiology at Brown University and graduated the Yale School of Medicine, so we're not talking about lightweights here. But, of course, if your children in school get a little bit bored, a little bit agitated, whatever, don't worry. There's money there. And I don't know exactly how this one works, but they're compensated every time they get one of their school children on Ritalin or Prozac or Zoloft or any one of these mind-altering, mood-elevating drugs. And it's very, very bad. We've got obese children all over the place. They think that, oh, well, we'll just take out the soft drinks and the snack machines, and that'll take care of the problem. Well, it's not going to take care of the problem, because what we're doing to our children and adults, I laugh every time I walk into a McDonald's, a Mickey D's, or one of these burger barf restaurants and see fat people sitting there eating food and drinking diet sodas as if that is going to do something for them. And it actually exacerbates the problem and actually makes them gain weight. We left off, Dr. Martini, here with the 12 molecules of in sugar.
Okay. Well, when turned into Splenda, it becomes a chlorocarbon in the family of chlordane, lindane, and DDT. So it liberates free chlorine. Chlorine is nature's Doberman attack dog, a highly excitable, ferocious atomic element employed as a biocide and bleach and disinfectants and insecticide. Interestingly, there was a lady, Marianne Lamar, whose husband got an aspartame brain tumor, and when he got off that, he didn't know about Splenda, and as soon as she gal him a drink, he had a grand mal seizure. And she was so upset with McNeil Labs that she just wouldn't take no for an answer. She said, I handed him the drink, I watched him drink it, and I watched him have a grand mal seizure. And the woman finally admitted, she said, well, yes, Splenda will cause seizures and migraines. And she says, well, why is there no warning? And she said, well, we haven't got that many complaints yet. Well, a lot of people wouldn't put two and two together, but we have gotten those complaints. And to make things worse, Dr. James Bowen says that aspartame, being a chemical hypersensitization agent, in other words, people, after they get off of it, imagine that they're allergic to things. It's a toxic reaction. So I asked him, I said, well, now they're going to get off aspartame and get on to Splenda. And I said, what do you think is going to happen? He says they're going to maintain the aspartame symptoms and pick up those from Splenda and the chlorine. And that's basically what's happening to these people, and it's really a shame. And I want you to know they can make something safe. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket pioneer to make a safe sweetener. In fact, there's a company called Just Like Sugar, and when they put their product forth, Dr. Blaylock says, okay, we want an analysis before we recommend this to anybody, because we do keep a safe sweetener list, so people wanting to know what they can use won't get on another poison. And the analysis came back saying that all it had in it is chicory, calcium, and orange peel. So Dr. Blaylock wrote about it in his newsletter, and they told me that it's available now in Whole Foods, and that if they don't have it, just tell them and they'll put it on the shelves. So that's one sweetener that Dr. Blaylock says is safe. And, of course, everybody's heard about stevia, which you can get in any health food store, which is a sweet herb mostly grown in Brazil, which helps in the metabolism of sugar. And there's a new movie coming out, Sweet Remedy. You know, the other movie is Sweet Misery, A Poison World. Well, now we've got all these people that are very, very sick with these toxic effects. What are we going to do with them? And in this movie is Larry Hagman explaining how stevia saved his life when he became a diabetic.
Really?
Yes. So, you know, that there are safe things that they can use, but Splenda is not one of them. And we're getting very serious reactions, and people need to stay away from these things that are chemical. Think about it. They're not out planting seeds and growing food. They're in a chemical company putting in serious, dangerous chemicals and telling you they're safe, and you know, they don't metabolize. And Dr. Roberts has a page on pre-embalming in his medical text.
Well, and we've heard the old adages, you know, better living through chemistry and so on and so forth. I don't remember growing up, there was one product that was put in Fresca, I think it was, the soda that used the artificial sweetener. What was that? Do you remember what that was?
Well, Fresca has aspartame in it, but the problem now...
The original was... I know what it was. Cyclamates.
Well, okay, cyclamates were outlawed, and then we only had saccharin, and they said that saccharin caused cancer, and that's in the... Dr. Roberts has a position paper on saccharin on Doorway, and he said a 23-year study to replicate that... bladder cancer could not accomplish it, and he felt that, you know, they were just using saccharin to get people off of it to get them on aspartame is what they were trying to do, because there were so many aspartame wars in the beginning. Everybody knew how dangerous it was, so they were saying, hey, look, this causes cancer. Now, I wrote the FDA and told them, said, look, if you're going to put a warning on saccharin, aspartame triggered all kinds of cancers, brain, mammary, uterine, ovarian, testicular, pancreatic, thyroid. So if you're going to put a warning on saccharin, then you should put a warning on aspartame. And when I told them that, they delisted saccharin, so there's no longer a warning on it.
Well, you know, what amazes me, I was thinking about this, and I'll get back to your calls here in a second. Why haven't any of these manufacturers or any of these companies that use aspartame, if you're such a danger to them, why haven't they come after you?
Well, I think the problem is that my material is all over the internet, all over the world, and I think that's one of the reasons they know that.
And of course, if they went after you and tried to sue you, and then you walked into court, you would be able to defend yourself and bring in what you needed to shore up your case and make your case in court.
Well, you see, that's the last thing they want. They will do anything to stay out of court because of the right of recovery. All they've got to do is bring out how aspartame was approved and all the skullduggery that they did in the testing, and they've had it. Once they can get them in court, the idea is to get them in court. I know one attorney had six cases he filed, and he dismissed them because Monsanto at the time had sent in their big guns, and if they dismissed them, they'd be dismissed forever, whereas if he dismissed them, he could bring them back. But fighting these people are like fighting, you know, a third world war. I wish you could have seen what went on in New Mexico. Governor Richardson wants to ban aspartame out of New Mexico. But you should see who they used as the lobbyist. They used Butch Mackey, and Governor Richardson was best man at his wedding. He was his pilot, Michael Stratton. And we wondered why they were using him as a lobbyist, and he was on the governor's payroll for $7,500 a month or some such. And so they were doing everything humanly possible to prevent anything from being done in New Mexico.
Well, and, okay, well, what I'm trying to understand the correlation between Mackey and Richardson. Did Richardson specifically do this to throw the thing or what?
Well, Dr. Roberts just happened to meet with him last Monday, and at the time he said, you know, I'm with you. I think that aspartame is banned stuff, and I would like to have it banned. I says, well, Dr. Roberts, you should tell Governor Richardson that all he has to do is sign this paper that's sitting on his desk, because what happened was after these lobbyists came in, 10 senators put their name on a letter declaring a state of public emergency in the state of New Mexico, and that based on that, if the governor will sign that letter, they can ban it tomorrow out of New Mexico. But you're asking a very good question, because I asked Dr. Roberts the same question. Well, what, if he is so for banning aspartame, why hasn't he done it? But I did talk to some of the senators when I was there for a press conference, and they did say that 30 days was not really long enough. This was a very short session to do a lot, but they would be working on it in the next few months. But again, and I know that Altria, that's the parent company over General Foods, gave them a $10,000 contribution. And I talked to Amanda, his campaign manager. I said, please tell Governor Richardson, please give the $10,000 back, or I'll give him a list of some of the disabled aspartame victims that have lost everything that he can give it to. And they told me that after the legislature that they would tell me what they were going to do about that. But Coca-Cola paid for Governor Richardson's inaugural ball. So that these are the kind of problems that we were running up against in New Mexico. So here's Governor Richardson wanting it banned, but not really doing anything about it. But we haven't stopped in New Mexico. It's still ongoing. They may have put off the Environmental Improvement Board and the Board of Pharmacy, but they like to keep it going, you know, put it off another year, anything to prevent them from instantly banning it. But Senator Ortiz Pino is his name. I had breakfast with him, just a real nice man. He wrote an article about it, and he said their day has come. It's just a matter of time.
Well,
it's going to come off the market.
Well, this is another subject for another show, but we can all see repeatedly, time after time after time, how close corporations are tied with our own corporation called the federal government. And it's the little guy out there that continually suffers from this unholy alliance from hell And it's tough to get it cracked. We'll take the break. We'll come back with your calls right after this.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
And let's go back to the phones here with my guest, Dr. Betty Martini, on aspartame, the wonderful cumulative product. You think when you drink this stuff, it just passes through your system? No, it just hangs around forever and ever. Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Thank you. Very informative show. You mentioned earlier phenylalanine. Do you know if this is anyway linked to tachycardia?
I know that aspartame causes an irregular heart rhythm, or tachycardia is a fast heart rhythm, and interacts with all cardiac medication. And it's some of it could be due to the methanol. There's a chapter on that in Dr. Roberts' book, Aspartame Disease, the medical text on it. And that's a serious problem with aspartame because it causes sudden death. I mean, when it's damaging the cardiac conduction system. There's a woman in a Virginia prison right now. Her athletic husband, Charles Fleming, was using it, and he had cardiomegaly or an enlarged heart. On autopsy, he died, and they thought that she's a Sunday school teacher. They thought she poisoned him. She's in the movie Sweet Misery, and they put her in prison for 30 and 20 years. For poisoning him when aspartame does that. So he evidently had all those cardiac problems, they do come from aspartame. And something very, very important, you can get on www.wnho.net, click on aspartame. and do a fine for Dr. Blaylock's report, what to do if you've used aspartame, because he tells you if you've been using it exactly what to do to heal the immune system and get some of the toxicity out of your body and get well. He also has a book called Health and Nutrition Secrets to Save Your Life, where he tells you everything to avoid. I used to have to talk to victims for a week. There was so much to learn. But if they get that book, it's got everything about aspartame, MSG, and all the things to get back to health. And we asked him to write that report because victims also go through withdrawal because aspartame is so addictive. And he tells you what to do to protect yourself for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and phenylalanine is used in a number of amino acid drinks and mixtures and so forth for athletics, which is what I was using. It was in a particular amino acid mixture that I was using a number of years ago, and I had a problem with tachycardia. And after giving up on my MD, of course, you know, I don't know why I went to him in the first place, but anyway, I started just analyzing everything that I consumed. And I boiled it down to this particular amino acid compound that I was using for athletic purposes, and it had phenylalanine in it, and I did some research on that and immediately cut that out and solved the problem.
Yeah, that's it. The problem is that, as I mentioned before, that everything in aspartame is a poison. And so even though you may isolate those particular components and put it in something else, you're going to get the same problem.
Right.
And
right.
I'll tell you something, and that's what Dr. Roberts says, that sometimes getting phenylalanine in supplements give a worse reaction than in aspartame. And I did that myself one time. Somebody in a health food store gave me something. They said it was an herb because I had a headache, and when I came home, I couldn't focus, and I was hallucinating, and my vision was blurred. My husband looked at the bottle, and he said, this is no herb. This is phenylalanine.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it back, and I says, I don't care what it's in. Don't sell it.
Right.
You know, it is a component of a poison. It is a neurotoxin. That the word neurotoxin means poison to the brain. Do not sell phenylalanine. And, you know, during the dietary supplement bill, they tried to take it off the market. And while I worked, you know, to save our vitamins and herbs at the time, if they had just taken phenylalanine off the market and left everything else, it would have been just fine with me. Because as a drug, that means you would have had to have a prescription for a Diet Coke. And I think that's why Orrin Hatch, when he wrote that bill, worked so hard to get it through, not to save vitamins and herbs for the people, but to save Monsanto because of this poison being in aspartame and in so many products.
Very, very good. Thank you for the information.
Thank you, Val. Appreciate your call. Yeah, this unholy alliance between our Congress critters in D.C., senators and congressmen, and, you know, we've heard the old saying that the business of government is business, but this close relationship between government and companies and corporations for, I'm sure that they feel that the bottom line is the best thing for corporations in this country, and that equates into taxes paid and employees, wages, and all that other stuff. It all sounds very fine on the surface, but
senators are sold out. During congressional hearings, Orrin Hatch received $3,000 from Monsanto on top of the table. And as Dr. Roberts said, he was a hypocrite in Congress, and the bill that would have put a moratorium on aspartame never got out of the committee. They could not allow these independent studies to be done on the products on the problems they were seeing in the public, like what it does to the fetus and the seizures and the interaction of drugs and the behavioral problems it causes. And that's what those studies were. They wanted the National Institute of Health to do them. And it was because of Senator Orrin Hatch that it never got out of committee.
Well, how bad can refined sugar be? I mean, when I was a kid, I was the after-school candy store junkie.
I was right there with you.
Yeah, and here we are all these years later. We don't have tumors. We don't have stuff falling off. Our eyes aren't disintegrating in our eye sockets. And it doesn't seem to be that big of a deal. A lot of people are even against refined sugar, but up against this other stuff, aspartame and whatever other brand names they put on it, folks, what will be your choice? We'll take the break, come back with more of your calls right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, let's go right back to the calls here with my guest today, Dr. Betty Martini. Do you have your own website, Doctor?
Well, right now we have www.dorway.com, which has always housed the Mission Possible records, and it was the website of Dave Reitz, who died of prostate cancer from aspartame, but it still remains. But then other new studies are now being posted on WNHO.net, and it also has a aspartame information list so people can subscribe and keep up what's going on, new studies, and how we're doing about banning it and asking questions. And I'm in the process of setting up another website, simply on Mission Possible International, but we've not completed it yet.
All right. And was that WNHO or WHNO?
WNHO.net, World Natural Health Organization.
Okay, there we go. All right, back to the phone. Oh, I know there was one thing I wanted to ask you before I forget. Michael J. Fox, that I don't think that he ever did a Back to the Future movie without pushing Diet Pepsi. Now, he's had a myriad of health problems. Can this be directed at aspartame and his diet? Has he ever looked into it? Have you ever heard any information?
Well, I'm actually glad that you mentioned that, because aspartame precipitates Parkinson's. And he asked, you know, how could I get Parkinson's at the age of 30. It's an old age disease. So we put out a press release, which is still on doorway.com, explaining how aspartame does this, and it interacts with L-DOPA. And in the meantime, Schwartz Pharmaceutical Company has put out a new product called Parcopa, and they've got aspartame in it, and people taking it are just having the most horrible reactions. One woman was crawling around on the floor getting over the withdrawal of it, and there is a congressman who has Parkinson's that's been drinking diet soda. Now, the lady who was using this product said that she met with Michael Fox, and he was upset over the press release we put out because he didn't get it. He was saying that they're saying that I'm responsible for people getting degenerative diseases because I advertised Diet Pepsi. But that was not the point. The point was to save Michael Fox's life, to get him off, because it interacts big time with all Parkinson drugs. So he knows about it, and he's had an operation that this lady said has made him worse. But I believe he's still addicted to it because an informant that's with him says he drinks it all day.
That's incredible. I mean, here's one of these child actor stars. I mean, his fame really hit, I think, back in 1985. And magically, just a few years after aspartame was approved for sodas, there he is, plugging Diet Pepsi. And it would be a shame. And if I had Parkinson's and I could attribute directly to the ingesting of aspartame, I would be absolutely livid. I mean, I don't think anybody's accusing Michael J. Fox of anything like that, anything more than anybody else would promote a product not knowing
exactly
harmful effects. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
In fact, that's how I found out about aspartame to begin with. Is I'd been in medicine all my life, and you just don't get Parkinson's one day and die the next. And I had a friend who was diagnosed, and he appeared to be dying. His arms and legs would kick out, just like Michael Fox. And a doctor had told me how deadly it was, and so that's when I asked to be referred to the world expert, Dr. H.J. Roberts, and he told me, he says, look, he's probably taking L-DOPA with a Diet Coke, and that's exactly what was happening. And 4 days later, he went back to normal, and that's when I started reading Dr. Roberts' books and realized that we were, faced with a global epidemic, and we had to warn people. You'd get MS victims off of it, and the MS symptoms would disappear. You'd get seizure victims off of it. The seizures would disappear, and I realized that nobody had the money to the billions of dollars to fight these monsters. So I started a global volunteer force where we have people in every state and 30 countries of the world that do nothing but simply warn other people to get off of it and stay alive.
Well, and it's interesting. I keep seeing the diet industry, diet soda industry, come up with different things, different names for different products. Pepsi just came up with Pepsi Zero, and is it that bad? Anybody that's drinking sodas and it's sugar based, too much of anything is going to be harmful for you. And I don't care what you're doing, eating a certain food or drinking a certain product or doing something repetitiously over and over again, whether you're eating it or it's physical exercise or whatever. I don't care what it is. Too much of anything is not necessarily good for you. And I'm just sitting here thinking, I have been for the last hour and 40 minutes. You know, when I was a kid, there wasn't anything. I mean, my Jell-O, it had sugar in it. The cakes, the pies, the candy, the popsicles, all that stuff had sugar in it. And I never had a weight problem. I never had associated problems with sugar diabetes or anything of that nature. So I'm just astounded.
Well, here's something that we need to warn the people about. I mean, I'm with you. I weighed 75 pounds when I got married, and I use sugar all the time, and people don't realize that this is what it is. But what the pop companies are doing now are confusing people, because they're like Coke Zero has aspartame in it, and they're mixing the chemicals together. There's another one, is sulfine potassium, which caused cancer in original studies, and they're mixing that with sucralose or Splenda. and some products. So what you think you may have been using may now have one of the other sweeteners in them. And, of course, they all interact, and people are having just horrendous and horrible reactions. And we just simply boycott the pop companies. And the main reason, not only are they selling poison, but they knew the gun was loaded. If you read the protest of the National Soft Drink Association, they told all the things that they did, not to show the toxicity of it, using the wrong test, not to pick up the aspartic acid, and that it breaks down, decomposes, is adulterated. And then they turned right around and put it in pop. And another thing that people need to be warned about is gum. People have been chewing juicy fruit for years, and I've been fussing at Wrigley's not to put aspartame in gum because it works like nitroglycerin under the tongue because it's buccal. It goes through saliva straight to the brain. Dr. Roberts wrote a report on it. Instead of taking it out, they put it in almost all their gums, and they're mixing all the sweeteners, and one man almost ran off a cliff because, you know, he'd been using juicy fruit for so long he had no idea the formula had been changed. Hmm. And these Listerine strips, children are getting high on them and having seizures. So you have to read labels today, and if anything says artificial flavors or natural flavors, do not buy it. Go back to scratch. Dr. Roberts says, when in doubt, throw it out, because that's where they hide the MSG, which has an additive and synergistic effect, and other components of aspartame. So you just have to not buy processed foods.
Betty, I got to tell you something. You're one of the few people that I've ever heard use the term pop instead of, say, soda. And I'm originally from Pennsylvania. That's what we used to call soda up there. We called it pop. Some people, they use the term soda pop, but up there we just use the term pop. I had to quit using it because nobody else in the country knew what I was talking about when I said pop. They said, well, what's that? It's soda. You know, that carbonated, that bubbly stuff. Back to the phones here. John in Austin. Thanks for holding,
John. John, I haven't ever called you before, but I listen to you every day.
Yes, sir.
Betty, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I've got the packet in my hand right now called Super Energy Booster Emergency. That's, one of these packets of stuff, and you put in water or a drink, and it fizzes up.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, well, in the ingredients, it lists something spelled aspartic or something like that.
Aspartic acid?
It doesn't say acid. It's just got that one word in it.
Aspartate, maybe? Aspartate?
No, it ends with a C. Aspartic. And I don't know if this is a safe thing to drink or not. It's all over the health food stores in many, many flavors.
Well, first of all, read the label and see, and if you want to, you can email me and give me all the ingredients, and I'll tell you.
Okay.
And it's very easy to check them out on Google.
What is your email?
Betty, Betty, M19, at mindspring.com, MindSpring.com.
Is there any comprehensive place where I can go to find out where a lot of this poisonous stuff is buried in your day-to-day products?
Well, we know that it's buried in artificial and natural flavors. In fact, I almost hate to even tell people this, but it's a horror story. They have now put out something called Cinemex, and it's like MSG. And they said they're not going to label it, that it will be in artificial flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you can protect the public is to not use processed foods. And I'll tell you something else. In the case of aspartame victims, they're even reacting to genetically engineered foods. So if you go to the store and you buy fruits and vegetables, there's the PLU code on it. If it starts with 4, it's been grown with pesticides normally. If it starts with 9, it's organic. But if it starts with 8, it's genetically engineered, and run from it and don't buy it.
Oh, that's great information.
Yeah, so you don't have to know about the other numbers that are behind it. But the only way, I know it's very difficult, and the more that you get into these things, I know a lot of people in the support group get concerned because there's so many things today. But for instance, I took someone to a restaurant and I said, look, this woman's an aspartame victim. She can have a heart attack if there's any aspartame. They said, oh, this is, we do our food from scratch. There's nothing in the dessert. And she almost did have a heart attack. And when I finally researched it, they were using vanillin instead of vanilla.
Oh.
Vanilla is pure vanilla you can use, but vanillin many times has aspartame in it in all these ingredients. So you just simply have to today, it's just not like in the past. There's so many poisons on the market that you have to simply make sure that there are no ingredients of ingredients that you're not using processed
food. Well, it's all about educating yourself, and that takes time. One brief thing I want to mention, I know you got other callers, but I bought some of this stevia liquid here just about a week ago, and that is delicious.
Now, does it, let me ask you a question, John. My wife uses the sweet leaf stevia plus,
right?
And she wants me to use this stuff, but I just don't like that aftertaste, that secondary kind of cumulative. Yeah. Does the liquid have that same thing? Do you have that same aftertaste?
I didn't notice that. No. Now you're talking about what you tried was like the powder.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't tried the powder. This is and I did buy the sweet leaf brand of liquid.
Uh-huh.
And if you try to put it in like coffee or something, it's you got to put a lot in there.
Right.
To do it, but I can put it in a glass of water, just a couple of drops. And it's no, I didn't notice any aftertaste at all.
Okay.
Well, let me explain something to you. There are different stevias. I think since I've tried a lot of them, I consider the two best, one from Stevita Company and one from Sunrider. The one from Stevita does not have the licorice taste that a lot of people don't like, and it has one of those squeeze bottles, so you can take it with you, and if you're in a restaurant, squeeze it into coffee or tea, and it tastes to me like sugar. What I did was put it in a glass with lemons, made lemonade, and I couldn't tell the difference.
Really?
But if you're using the powder, my husband uses it, and I once, and I put a spoonful in there, didn't realize that you can just wet a spoon and just put a dab on the end of it, and it will make it sweet. If you use too much of the powder, it's not going to taste good. It is so sweet, you can only use just a tiny bit. But Stevita will send you a catalog, and they even make sports drinks with stevia in it. They get it straight from Brazil.
I talked to some friends over the weekend who are diabetic, and I mentioned the stevia to them, and they said, oh, no, I read something somewhere where that might interfere with my medication. Is that possibly true, or do you...
No, here's what happened.
I was just going to say that it's probably put out by aspartame.net.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Let me tell you what they really did. Oscar Rhodes with Stevia, he's been in Brazil, and he's got hundreds of studies showing safety. So, the aspartame manufacturers don't want you to use something safe. So they said there's a study, and it shows infertility, and we tried to trace it down, and I have it. And what it was is they took a student, and this was funded by a chemical lab in Brazil that nobody's ever heard of and nobody could find, and it wasn't a study. It was an experiment in animal cruelty where they took a mouse and put 100% stevia and this lavage in the mouse, hurting the mouse. I mean, it wasn't concerned about fertility. It was a poor little thing, was trying to live. And anyway, it had nothing to do with a study. So now when people write the FDA, like one lady, her friend died from aspartame, and rather than the FDA writing back and saying, we're sorry that aspartame killed your friend, they sent back this piece of paper that said, don't use stevia. And they say all kinds of things, and it was not a legitimate study. It was nothing. And just something a student was fooling around with, doing something wrong, so that they could have something to carp about, because all the studies have shown safety.
Well, I've got a friend who is addicted to Diet Coke or whatever, and he'll call me on his cell phone driving through McDonald's and say, oh, supersize me with this and a Diet Coke to go. And, and the poor guy is chronically ill. At any rate, it was a pleasure to talk to both of you. I thank you for your time, and
you,
I love your network.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your kind words and continue listening. Maggie in Texas. By the way, we're skipping the last break. We've got about four more callers here. And with Dr. Betty Martini, there's no short answers here. She's a lady full of chock full of information. So we're going to continue here. Maggie, go ahead.
It's kind of a double question. I happen to know that Monsanto purchased Searle precisely because they wanted aspartame for the Diet Coke industry, and basically bought the whole company for that reason. And then they spun off Searle just a few years later. So my first question is, does Monsanto retain the rights to aspartame? Is it they who profit from manufacturing this product? And secondly, I know that NutraSweet was about to go off patent in the early 90s. Has it spawned generics? And if so, under what names? And thank you.
Okay.
Maggie.
First of all, very quickly, that they did sell it to some of it to Ajinomoto, some of it to Childs in Boston, Dell's investment company, and Marisont. So Monsanto does have their finger in it because Marisont is a bunch of Monsanto managers. So that's where it is today. And the reason they got rid of it was because of an email that made world news about MS. It had to do with me lecturing for the World Environmental Conference. Somebody else signed it, and they sent it around the world, and they set up front groups, and they simply could not put out the fire, and they sold the NutraSweet company. So it's Marisont. That still has their finger in it.
All right, Maggie, I appreciate your call. Gary in Georgia. Hello, Gary. Go, Gary.
Yeah, is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah,
it's all
for,
you.
For consideration, whether it be aspartame, MSG, fluoride in water, Monsanto, illegal immigration, it all goes back to law and the like thereof. This U.S. judiciary is so corrupt, and there ain't no law. Like the poor sheriff that got elected over there close to the county that Betty lives in, or it may have been the county she lived in, ends up getting killed just before he was trying to do the right thing. From everything I've seen, he gets killed just before he takes office. Another sheriff down there that was elected, he puts snipers on his building, fires judges and bureaucrats and all kind of people. And he's still alive, and far as I know, he's still over there doing a job. But it, again, goes back to law and the like thereof from that standpoint. He's rotten, worthless, no good. I can't explain it. What Betty's done for this world could never be topped by anybody. But it doesn't matter how bad it is. It doesn't matter that it goes to court. Being betrayed by the bench and the judges and the lawyers.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and in many cases, you're right. For instance, I filed a petition to ban aspartame. The law states they must answer it in 180 days. Well, it's been 4 years, and they absolutely refuse to answer it, and that's against the law.
Well, I've put in a Freedom of Information request from the FBI 7 years ago, and I'm still waiting. Every 6 months to a year, They tell me they're still working on it. So I guess the wheels of bureaucracy turn slowly. Gary, thanks for your call. Dylan in Texas, you're up next.
I talked to you earlier in the program, Doctor, and a recent caller asked you about the emergency packets, which I was asking you about. It reads, under other ingredients, ascorbic acid, and then gives a list of carbonates, the last of which is and calcium, that being calcium carbonate, comma, starts a new list, citric, malic, aspartic, and tartaric acids. So emergency by Lacer Corp definitely has aspartic acid.
Acid, yes. Maybe he was trying to say ascorbic acid, but you just identified the aspartic acid, so you cannot use it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dylan. I appreciate it. Somebody wanted a caller call in. Somebody wanted the spelling of stevia.
Stevia.
And is there another one?
The other company in Dallas is Stevita.
There we go.
Stevita. Stevita. That's the company, incidentally, where the FDA tried to burn their cookbooks, and Oscar Rhodes said, okay, hang on a minute, let's call the media if we're going to have a bonfire. And the FDA backed off and gave the stevia back, and but they are an excellent company, and they have a whole catalog of sports drinks and all different things that they can send you already made up.
And somebody, a caller called in, you can go to stevia.com. That's stevia.com.
Right.
Dave in Indiana. Hello, Dave.
I had a comment that I wanted to make about the stevia. I got some and tried it, and I'm actually looking at the label right now as I speak to you. Stevia is actually a combination of stevia and a sugar called erythritol. Now, when I tried this stuff for the first time after using stevia for a long time, I could tell by both texture and by taste that this was not stevia, or at least not pure stevia. So I took a look at it with the magnifying glass, and under about 10 power magnification, what you will see is that the stevia is actually sugar crystals, that is, this erythritol crystals, and each crystal is then covered by a very fine powder of stevia. And the actual amount of stevia in 1 gram of stevia is 60 milligrams. So the other 940 milligrams is the sugar. And the sugar is not actually digested the way regular sugar is. It's digested further down in the system. And I can only say that I like the pure stevia. I like the sickeningly sweet taste of stevia.
Okay.
Well, they may have different kinds, but I think that if you call Oscar Rhodes at Stevita Company, he'll explain it all to you.
I sent an email about this, and I never got a response. And I got this from a company thinking that it was pure stevia, and it basically, well, it is a good product, and I agree that as a sugar substitute, both physically, it's an excellent product. I just happen to like the stevia powder better.
All right. Well, Dave, I appreciate it very much. One more caller. I think we can squeeze him in here. Rodney in Texas. Hello, Rodney.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Eddie, or Dr. Martini, I've heard you on other programs mention there are ways to chelate or help chelate these poisons out of the system by using certain types of magnesium.
Good point.
Can you touch on that, please?
Well, there are so many different detox systems, but I like people to use Dr. Blaylock's because he is such a pro and he's written the books on it. And people who have used it have actually gotten better so quick. And that's the one I mentioned earlier in the show that's on WNHO.net. And it's titled, What to Do If You've Used Aspartame. But even Newton Laboratories, for instance, puts out a antidote for aspartame poisoning. It's a homeopathic product. And if you're on doorway.com, 1-0 in the door, you'll see all kinds of different detox products that will help. And Dr. Cabot in Australia has a book on it, Cleansing the Liver, and a detox system, too. There's several.
Rodney, thanks for your call. We're flat out of time. If you would like to email Dr. Betty Martini, you can do so. Where's my notes here? Yeah, you gave it, and I lost it.
BettyM19@manspring.com.
That must be it. And www.wnho.net and also www.doorway10 doorway.com. Dr. Betty Martini, hope you get that new website up, and we'll be contacting you in the future. You've been a great help to a lot of people, and many, many thanks.
Thank you, John.
All righty. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.